providing cheap thrills every morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5. Let's just turn down the light and close the door. Ooh, my
love, that's best, but you won't need it anymore. Well, you may have heard him one time singing at Lutheran Church of Hope, but now you can watch him on The Voice on Channel 13. John Miro is our guest. Yeah, yeah. Hey, John.
How's everybody doing?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, man. Life is pretty nice right now. I'm not complaining.
I think so.
It's been better, but this is pretty good.
Yeah, well, we watched you last week, and all the judges turned their chair around. They all wanted to work with you. How did that feel?
Man, it's just incredibly validating. That's the word that I've been using. Because, I mean, you never know. You never know until something like that happens. I mean, I've always wanted to do something like this on such a big scale, and I've just never been here. I've never been at this level, and to, you know, be among these people and have them kind of give me the nod, it's just like, oh my God, you mean I got it? It's wonderful.
Right.
It's
so wonderful. You know, we saw Miley Cyrus was the last one to turn her chair around. So I was just kind of wondering, as you're there, you're standing there, you're singing, three out of the four have turned around. Is there any temptation to stop and go, here, Miley, here's a Q-tip, all right? You might want to clean them out a little bit.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I think that I was so taken by them. I was already just taken over by the fact that I was in that room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was not prepared for the feeling that I got when I just simply walked into that room. So I started performing, and that was it. It's almost kind of like I just blacked out. Like I was having like an out-of-body experience. So I saw them turning around, but I was just so taken by the moment that it was just like, oh my God, I'm here performing. Oh my God, I'm here performing. Like, it was just, I could. And then once the song was over, at that point, I was like, four judges have turned for me.
Yeah.
This is crazy. You know, this is absolutely crazy. It kind of hit me after the song. It just happened.
I was laughing because when Miley did turn around finally, her face, and because you were like a Versace, and then you did like this, like the Prince move, and then she's all of a sudden she reacted like, whoa, like that was the moment. I have to turn.
I'm sure she was going like, what just happened? Like what did he just do? I think that was what was going through her head.
So you ended up picking Team Adam. What made you go in that direction? What was the thing that brought you there?
What made me sway his way? When it came down the time for me to start thinking about, you know, which coach I wanted, I was actually going to go with Blake. I was going to go with Blake, and I said, if Blake doesn't want me, then I'm going to go with Adam. One of them to turn for me.
Right.
And so this wasn't put on TV, but, Blake was kind of like pushing me in Jennifer Hudson's direction. But I said, well, you know, if it's not Blake, then it's got to be Adam, because I am a pop singer. That's what I grew up listening to. Obviously, I'm extremely Christian. Lutheran Church of Hope, that's my church family over there. But the music that I love listening to and that I've, you know, grown accustomed to performing is pop music. And that's Adam. Adam Levine. And I already knew. I said, I was going to go with Blake just because I wanted to do something completely different. But then on the other hand, I said, out of the four, Adam would be my next pick. And quite honestly, I'm very happy with the fact that he turned around and that he became, ultimately became my coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then what, your mentor, Joe Jonas? Is that what I saw?
Yes.
I mean,
let me tell you something. And you know, this hasn't aired yet, but DNCE, that entire, that sound,
yeah,
that is right inside my wheelhouse. Like, I know that whole entire, and they actually showed a clip of me kind of fanboying over Joji. you could tell I was trying my best to be like really modest, you know, like I don't want to scream, you know, at another dude, but you know, kind of surreal right now to be looking Joe Jonas in the face.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.